Well, we're about ready to get underway with another New York Mets game presented by the brewers of Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold, your host on these broadcasts and telecasts for the third consecutive year, and we surely hope you enjoy them. One great way to enjoy a ball game is with a refreshing glass of fine beer. And in these parts, everywhere along the Rheingold beat, when people think of fine beer, they think of Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst because it's brewed extra dry. Smoother, crisper, livelier, completely thirst-quenching. Brewed by people who love beer, for people who love beer. Brewed to be as good to your taste as it is to your thirst, Rheingold after Rheingold. So wherever you are along the Rheingold beat, pour yourself a tall, cool Rheingold Extra Dry. Well, plenty of action in Major League Baseball today, all doubleheaders with the exception of one. Phillies defeated the Dodgers 5-1. Winning pitcher was Dennis Bennett, the losing pitcher Larry Miller. In the second ball game, the Dodgers lead 3-1. After four innings, Pete Rickard going for L.A. and Bobby Shantz relieving Rick Rise for the Phillies. In the first of two, San Francisco defeated Pittsburgh 6-4. Now the New York Mets are taking the field. Winning pitcher in that first game for San Francisco, Perry, May, Cepeda, and Kameny home runs. In the second ball game, a 2-2 tie after 1.5. Ron Herbo pitching for the Giants, Don Swall for the Pirates. In the first of two, Milwaukee, 10, the Chicago Cubs, 6 at the end of 7.5 innings. Tiefenauer, the fifth pitcher used by Milwaukee, now pitching in the ninth. Gregory, fifth pitcher used by the Cubs, also in the ballgame. He came in the game in the eighth. Williams, Menke, Burton. Menke again and Burton again, home runs. Williams is 30th. And Cincinnati tied up with St. Louis by scoring a run in the top of the ninth inning, and the score now 2-2 with the Cardinals batting in the bottom half of the ninth. Dern pitching for Cincinnati now in place of Henry, who relieved Ellis, who relieved O'Toole. Gibson has gone all the way for the Cardinals. In the American League, Yankees defeated Minnesota in the first of their day-night doubleheader, 5-4 in 11 innings. The winning pitcher was Renneff, and the losing pitcher was Worthington. Quebec, Maris and Allison home runs in the ballgame. Washington defeated Chicago 3-0. Daniels pitching a five-hitter. Herbert the losing pitcher. In the second ballgame, they lead 3-0 after 2.5. Bauman relieving Talbot for Chicago. Stenhouse going so far all through the ballgame. Washington 3, Chicago nothing after 2.5 in the second. Cleveland defeated Detroit 7-2. McDowell the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher, McLean, held a home run in the fourth with a man on. And Baltimore playing at Kansas City. Orioles lead 2-1 after 4.5 innings. Bunker pitching for the Orioles. Pena going for the Athletics. Matthews a home run in the second for Kansas City with no one on. Boston scheduled on the coast for a twilight doubleheader. They'll be playing the Los Angeles Angels. So that's the way the scoreboard reads, and now we're all set to go here for the second game at Shea Stadium. First game won by the Mets 7-5. Winning pitcher was Al Jackson in his 10th win. The losing pitcher, the starter, Hal Brown, is reckoned now 2-15. First man up in the game will be Eddie Casco. Eddie, a right-hand batter, batting 244. He had two hits and five times up in the first ball game. No home runs and 21 runs batted in. And the first pitch by Fisher, a breaking pitch on the outside corner above the knees for strike one. Fisher, with a record of 9 wins and 16 losses, his 33rd appearance. Lifetime against the Colts, he has 1-1 and lost 2. Pitch back, a fastball, a check in the swing, and a foul ball over the top of the screen, strike two. Fisher had the pitch right on by, and he has the count at 0-2. Philadelphia in the National League now temporarily, 6 games in first place. The outcome of the St. Louis-Cincinnati game will affect that. Giants by losing, dropping to 8.5 games back. A little foul ball hit down the right field side, out of play. Cincinnati and St. Louis batting in the ninth inning. Cardinals in third place at this point, 8 games back. Strike count on Eddie Casco. He'll be followed by Nellie Fox and then Al Spangler. And Fisher back with a slider. It's punched down to second base, taken on the first stop by Rod Keneal. His throw to first base picks up the first out of the ball game. one up and one down, and Nellie Fox will bat. Nellie was not a starting player in the first ball game. He was a pinch hitter in the seventh inning and popped a short. Nellie batting 267, no home runs and 26 runs batted in. He holds four major league hitting records and six major league fielding marks. He has had 2,644 career base hits. And he came out of the American League with a lifetime average of 290. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike. Left fielder George Altman playing the shallow left field near the line. One strike delivery by Fisher bounced down to first base. A two-hopper for Ed Greenpool. He takes the ball and goes to the bag, and that is the second out. Two away, and it brings up Al Spangler. Spangler also a pinch hitter in the first ball game. He did stay in the game in the outfield in the ninth inning. He walked on four pitches, batting against Bill Wakefield. The Mets used four pitchers in the first game. Al Jackson, the winning pitcher. Larry Bernard, the fine save for him. Larry pitched 1 2/3 innings and did not allow a hit or run. A high pop-up on the first pitch back of home. Jesse Gonder under the ball, and he makes a catch, and that retires the side. So Jack Fisher goes through the first inning, 1-2-3, and the score at the end of one half inning to play. The Colts nothing, the New York Mets coming to bat.
A filter cigarette to taste, not too strong
and not too light.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
That's right. Viceroy is scientifically made to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light, like others that keep you smoking one after another, trying to satisfy your taste. Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the deep weave filter for the taste that's right.
Deep weave filter, right. Taste that's right, right. Not too strong or light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong
and not too light.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Bottom half of the first, no score in the game. The Mets batting for the first time, and they'll be batting against Don Larson. Don is making his sixth start of the year, his 32nd appearance. He has 1-3 and lost six. Don originally obtained as a relief pitcher and now put into starting rotation. And he starts off with the first pitch, and it's hit to center field. Carroll Hardy coming on in to make the catch, and it's one pitch and one man out. Rod Gadeel batting 230 before the out with one home run and nine runs batted in. That brings up Ed Greenpool, who had one hit and four times up in the first game. His average at 265. Ed with eight home runs and 36 runs batted in. Ed and Joe Christopher, the on-deck batter, put back-to-back doubles together to score the first run of the game in the first inning for the Mets. First game won 7-5 by New York. And the first pitch by Larson is outside, a changeup, ball one. Don is 34 years of age. 6'4", 230 pounds. Lives in San Diego, California. Next pitch back on the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike. Larson started out in the St. Louis Browns organization. Went with them when they moved to Baltimore and then was traded to the New York Yankees in a very large trade. 17 players involved in that trade back in 1954. Ground ball hit hard to first base. Taken on one hop by Walt Bunn. And now the Colts have two men away. That brings up Joe Christopher. Joe with two hits and four times up, a double and a bunt single in the first ball game. His average up to 309. Joe with 14 home runs and 67 runs batted in. He also has scored 67 runs, two short of the Met record held by Frank Thomas. And the first pitch to Joe is a curve low and outside, ball one. For the Colts, John Hoffman is the catcher, first base Walt Bond, Nellie Fox at second, the shortstop Ed Casco, the third baseman Bob Aspermonte. 1-0 delivery, inside a fastball, count evens. Moving to two balls and no strikes, pardon me. Outfield shows Al Spangler in left field, Carroll Hardy in center field, Joe Gaines in right. Larson back again, and he's low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes with George Altman on deck. Houston acquired Don Larson on waivers for $25,000 back in the month of May of this year. And his next pitch a called strike. Three balls and one strike. Last year with the Giants, he won seven and lost seven. Worked 62 innings in relief. One pitch on the outside part just off the plate, ball four. Joe Christopher walks to first base. The Mets have their first base runner, and it brings up George Altman. George had two hits and four times up in the first ball game. His average at 224. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter is low. It's ball one. Altman doubled in two runs in the third. Run is runs batted in to a total of 38. He has hit seven home runs. 1-0 delivery. Hit hard through the middle. It's a base hit. Joe Christopher's going to try for third. He'll make it. There'll be no play there, and the throw comes into second base. George Altman behind a walk to Joe Christopher, and now the Mets have runners at first and third, and the batter is Jim Hickman. Mets with the first base into the ballgame. And now Jim Hickman, who is hitting 248. Jim, a right-hand batter with 10 home runs. And he swings at a slider at strike one. Jim has driven in 48 runs. He was in the first game in center field in the ninth inning defensively. Don Larson in the stretch position. And his pitch back to Hickman. Hickman gets by the catcher coming in as Joe Christopher from third base. The play at the plate is not in time. Moving on down to second base, George Altman and the Mets have scored the first run. And it scored a pass ball against the catcher, John Hoffman. Pitch was down low, not in the dirt, went right between his legs off of the glove, rolled back to the screen very slowly, and that allowed Joe Christopher enough time to score from third. So the Mets take the early lead in the ballgame. And they lead now 1-0. Two ball, one strike count on Jim Hickman. And the pitch swung on a miss, strike two. Jim going again for the slider. Larson has a very good slider. That is his best pitch. Also throws a fastball that moves in on a right-hand batter, changes up on his curve. Good control pitcher. He now sets again. Altman at second base. Here's the pitch back to Hickman. And it's hit off the end of the bat, looped into right field. It's going to drop in. Altman scoring from second base, and Hickman holds it first. That ball was hit right off the end of the bat. A little pop fly in the shallow right center field, and it dropped in easily between Nellie Fox, Carroll Hardy, and the right fielder Joe Gaines. So the Mets now have their second run on two hits. It brings up Jesse Gondon. Condor batting 284, a left-hand batter. He appeared in the first game as a pinch hitter and walked on four pitches, and he swings at the first pitch at strike one. Final score in St. Louis. The Cardinals, with a run in the bottom half of the ninth inning, have defeated Cincinnati in the first game with a doubleheader, 3-2. Bob Gibson, the winning pitcher, he went all the way, giving up seven base hits. Bill Henry, the loser, for the Reds. Boyer and Johnson, home runs. And the next pitch back to Gonder is low. It's ball one. One ball and one strike. Philadelphia now. 6.5 games against the Cincinnati Reds. Reds in second place. Cardinals trail by 7.5 games. 1-1 delivery outside. It's ball two. Two balls and one strike. And the next pitch to Gonder swung on and missed, strike two. Boog Fowl, who got back in the lineup yesterday for Baltimore, has hit a home run in the sixth inning with no one on. And Baltimore now leads Kansas City 3-1. Bunker pitching for the Orioles. Orlando Pena going for the Athletics. 2-2 delivery. Taken in there for a called strike three. Jesse Gonder didn't like the call by Frank Sicori, and he is standing there talking about it. Every tire is aside, and the Mets scored two runs on two hits. There were no errors. One man left on, and the score at the end of the first inning, the Mets 2, the Colts nothing. Right now, we pause for station identification. Up here for the Colt 45s, Walt Bond against Jack Fisher, who worked the first inning 1-2-3. And the first pitch is hit off the hands, looped into right field for a base hit. Bond had 2-for-3 in the first ball game, batting at 259. Now has his third hit and four times up in the doubleheader. That brings up Bob Aspromonte. Bob 0-for-3 in the first game, hitting 285.
Aspromonte, number 14.
Man at first base, Jack Fisher in the stretch position for the first time, and his first pitch is low. Fastball down below the knees, it's ball one. Mets two runs, two hits. Colt 45's no runs and one hit. Pitch back to the plate, low again, this time over the outside corner, ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Bob Aspromonte. Bob has hit 12 home runs this year, two grand slammers. He has driven in 63 runs. Paul Bond leads the club in home runs with 20 and runs batted in with 76. 2-0 delivery, fouled back on the screen. Count now at two balls and one strike. Aspromonte leads the club in base hits with 136. He also leads the club in times at bat with 478. Next pitch is hit foul down the third base side. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. And the ball boy, missing the ball as it goes on by and receiving his reward. Second game of the doubleheader, no one out. Top of the second inning, Mets won the first game 7-5, Al Jackson winning his 10th. 2-2 delivery. Slider swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's glove at strike three, and Jack Fisher picks up his first strikeout. That brings up Joe Gaines. Joe is 2-for-5 in the first ball game. He's batting 267. Gaines with 6 home runs and 31 runs batted in, a right-hand batter. Mets lead 2-0. Walt Vaughn at first base. And the first pitch is a curveball that's low and outside. Jesse Gonder, a good catch on it. One ball, no strikes. Give us 10 minutes, man. One ball and no strikes. Fastball back to the plate catches the outside corner right around the belt. It's one ball and one strike. Frank Sicori, the umpire behind the plate, Ken Burkhardt at first base, Ed Sudol at second base, and Paul Pryor at third. Fisher backing off the pitching rubber to move Gaines back. Now throws over there, and Gaines dives back in, and he has to make a long reach to get to the bag. Gaines, Walt Bond at first base. Big, tall fella. Gaines stepping out of the batter's box to allow him to get back in running position. 1-1 delivery, fouled back on the screen. That moves the count to one ball and two strikes. On deck, batter Carroll Hardy. Jack Fisher taking time as he takes the signs from Jesse Gonder. Now throw to first base, and this time Bond just beats the tag by Ed Cranebull as he dove back in again. Fisher again in the set position, Bond with a short lead. Throw over there again, he dives back in and beats the tag. One ball, two strikes. Fisher sets back to the plate, and a curveball is swung on and missed at strike three. Joe Gaines asking if the ball was caught. He thought possibly his foul tip. Ball was caught. No question about it. So Fisher picks up his second strikeout, and he'll pitch to Carroll Hardy. Carroll batting 197 in the first ball game, 1-for-3. He tripled the right field and drove in a run. Carroll, a right-hand batter with two home runs and 10 runs batted in. And the first pitch is hit foul off the end of the bat. Ball fouled on the ground, strike one. Carroll with a check swing on the ball, but still getting the bat on it. One strike count. Mets scored two runs in the bottom half of the first. They lead 2-0 with two men out in the top of the second. Fisher again in the set position, again to first base. This time no tag made as Walt Bond again goes back in with a dive. One strike count, and Carroll Hardy, the pitch to the plate, slider in there for a call, strike two. Jack retired the side 1-2-3 in the first, getting Eddie Casco to ground to second. Nellie Fox to ground the first, and Al Sprangler to foul out to the catcher. Walt Bond led off the second, hitting the first pitch to right field for a base hit, but then Bob Aspermonte struck out and Joe Gaines struck out. Now Carroll Hardy pops the next pitch up in the air in foul territory. Charlie Smith waiting for it, and he makes the catch. It retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base, and the score at the end of 1.5 innings, the Mets 2, the Colts nothing. Bottom half of the second, the first man up for the Mets will be Charlie Smith. He'll be followed by Roy McMillan and then Jack Fisher. Don Larson, working for the Colts in the mound, has given up two runs, allowed two hits. And this first pitch to Smith, a slider in for a called strike. Charlie batting 241 with 17 home runs and 49 runs batted in. He leads the club in home runs. And the next pitch is a called strike, so it's strike two. Charlie, a right-hand batter. Don Larson working from the right-hand side as a pitcher. Then he comes back, a check swing. The ball bounced back to the pitching mound. Picked up by Larson on the second half. It's sort of first base. Gets the first out here in the bottom half of the second. Mets lead 2-0. It brings up Roy McMillan. Roy batting 216 with 22 runs batted in and one home run. Home run came in the first game with a man on base. Roy, a right-hand batter, and the first pitch. Fastball, that's high, ball one. Milwaukee outlasted the Chicago Cubs by winning 10-9. Milwaukee, 10 runs, 17 hits, no errors. Chicago, 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. Tiefenauer, the winning pitcher, he came in the game in the ninth inning. Make it the eighth inning. Next pitch back to McMillan, a called strike and a curveball. Losing pitcher was the starter, Lou Burdett. Cubs used 7 pitchers in that ball game, including Larry Jackson, their 18-game winner, and they still lost it. 1-1 delivery punched over the shortstop's head in the left center. Carroll Hardy hustles over, gets in front of it, and he makes the catch. At the end of 3, Pittsburgh 4, San Francisco 2, Don Schwall pitching for the Pirates, but Ginzer has gone in place of Ron Herbel for the Giants. Rheingold after Rheingold. Know why that's so easy to repeat? Because it's as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rheingold after Rheingold. Two men away, and Jack Fisher bats for the first time, and he takes the first pitch for strike one. Jack batting 152 with 10 base hits and 66 times up. And he has driven in 8 runs. And the next pitch back is a called strike for strike two. Oh and two to the right-hand batter with Rod Kneale on deck. Mets lead 2-0. They have 2 runs on 2 hits. And Fisher goes for a fastball, fouls it back into the glove at strike three. Don Larson picking up his second strikeout, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of 2, the Mets 2, the Colts nothing. Well, the Mets don't have a whole lot of games left, but they still have some mighty big games coming up. St. Louis and Cincinnati, when they return from their 11-game road trip, and those two teams battling Philadelphia for first place in the National League pennant race. For those of you who have not been out to Shea Stadium this year, and for those of you who need a reminder about where the ticket offices are, here's a little rundown. One in Grand Central Station, which is open weekdays from 8 to 6, Saturdays from 8:30 to 4, and closed on Sundays. One in Pennsylvania Station, open from 8 to 6 on weekdays, 8:30 to 4 on Saturdays, and closed on Sundays. Right here at Shea Stadium, weekdays, the ticket office is open from 8 to 6, on Saturdays from 9 to 5, and on Sundays from 9 to 5. And you can also pick up your tickets at Macy's in Huntington during the store hours only there. Grand Central Station ticket office located at the foot of the 42nd Street ramp and the Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Long Island Waiting Room is where the ticket office is located in Pennsylvania Station. And in Shea Stadium, of course, it's out here at 126th Street and Roosevelt Avenue. Don't forget, 2-game series with the Cardinals on the 22nd and 23rd of September, and a 5-game series with the Cincinnati Reds starting on the 25th of September and ending the 27th. Now we start the top of the third, and the first pitch by Jack Fisher is ball one. First man up, John Hoffman started the swing and then held up, and the pitch was inside. Hoffman, a left-hand batter, and Fisher comes back again inside. It's ball two. Pitch just off the inside corner. It'll be John Hoffman, Don Larson, and Eddie Casco against the right-hander here in the top of the third. The Mets lead 2-0. And a fastball hit down towards second base, picked up by Rod Kneale. He runs to the bag and then tosses underhand to Eddie Greenfield for the out. Hoffman now has been at bat 5 times in the major leagues, and he has no base hits. Don Larson, the batter, with a 1-for-26 average going for him. He's batting 0-38. One man away in the top of the third. The Mets lead 2-0. Larson, big, strong right-hand batter, takes a curve for strike one. Starting pitchers in that second game in Chicago, Clay Carroll for the Milwaukee Braves making his first start, Bob Buell going for the Cubs. And that game will have to get going in a hurry because they have no lights out there. Pitch back is a called strike in the outside corner. First game won by the Braves, 10-9. They'll be in here on Wednesday night for a two-game series. Two-strike delivery. Just outside for ball one. Breaking pitch by Jack Fisher in the count of one ball and two strikes. Starting pitchers in the second game of the Cincinnati-St. Louis doubleheader, John Satoris going for the Cincinnati Reds and Roger Craig for the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis won the first game 3-2 behind Bob Gibson. Next pitch is outside. It's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. A curveball fouled off. Ball going out of play, and the count stays at 2-2. At the end of 5.5 innings, the Dodgers 3, Philadelphia 1. Pete Rickard going for the Dodgers. Bobby Shantz pitching for Philadelphia. Phillies won the first game 5-1. At the end of 3, Pittsburgh 4, San Francisco 2. For Genzer pitching for the Giants, Wall going for Pittsburgh. Fastball back to the plate by Jack Fisher is swung on and missed, strike 3. Fisher getting his third strikeout. Now a two away in the top of the third. The batter will be Eddie Casco batting for the second time. Eddie grounded out to second base his first time up. Casco batting 243, a right-hand batter. And he looks at a fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Mets lead 2-0 after taking the first game 7-5. 2 men out, top of the third. Pitch back to the plate, looked at on the inside corner, strike two. Fisher coming right off the top with a good pitch. So he is in front, 0-2. Pitch back to the plate is hit off to the right side, out of play. So the count stays at 0-2. Mets scored their two runs in the first inning after two men were out. Joe Christopher walked, went to third base on the single by Altman, scored on the pass ball, and then Jim Hickman grouped a single to right to score George Altman from second. Pitch back is low. It's ball one. One ball and two strikes. One of the two runs unearned because of the pass ball. Now the 1-2 delivery, sidearm slider hit down to third. A nice high hop coming up for Charlie Smith. He goes to first base with a wide throw. Taken by Ed Crane, pulled off of the bag, and he makes the tag to retire the side. Six in a row now for Jack Fisher after giving up a base hit, the only hit of the game to Walt Bond. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Mets 2, the Colts nothing. Quick now, before I say, Rangel is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Who holds the Major League record for the most two base hits in the season? Well, if you guessed Earl Webb of the Red Sox when he hit 67 back in 1931, you made a good guess. Another in a series of fascinating facts for the fans, brought to you by your friends, the Brewers of Rheingold Extra Dry. Just for good measure, Ducky Medwick of the Cardinals set the National League record in 1936 with 64. Now, if you think the Brewers of Rheingold have nothing better to do than haunt the record books, well, you're wrong. They also happen to brew the smoothest, the liveliest, the thirst-quenchingest. But I don't have to tell you that. If you live anywhere along the Rheingold Beat, you know that Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rheingold after Rheingold. Rod Keneal, the first man up in the bottom half of the third. The Mets lead 2-0. Willie Mays has hit his second home run of the day, his 41st home run of the year, and his 447th home run in his career to give the Giants a 5-4 margin over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Willie's home run coming with two men on, the Giants still batting in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Rod Keneal is ball one. Rod batting 229, one hit and five times up in the doubleheader, right out to center field in this game on the first pitch. And Don Larson back with a fastball inside. It's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Rod, a right-hand batter, will be followed by Ed Greenpool, a left-hander. Next pitch is fouled off, a slider fouled off the end of the bat. Count of two balls and one strike. After Ed Greenpool, Joe Christopher. Shadows now covering all the field with the exception of the center field area and part of the right field area. Lights have been turned on here at Shea Stadium, but they are not really necessary at this point. Beautiful day for baseball. Pitch back to Caneal, lined over the shortstop's head, a base hit. Rod rounds at first base, and the throw comes in from Carroll Hardy in time to stop him there. So Rod has his first hit. That is the third hit off Don Larson, and it brings up Ed Greenpool with no one out. Grounded out his first time up, a left-hand batter, batting 264, one for five today. And he takes a strike at the knees, strike one. Here are the attendance figures for today. Paid 22,123, total attendance of 22,728. And the Mets now in 59 home dates have drawn 1,629,536. Pitch back to Greenpool, just outside. It's one ball and one strike.
22728.
Total attendance 1,629,536. Go to first base. Rod Caneal back before the tag. Now Larson back to work, and the pitch is low again, and outside it's two balls and one strike. Mets have to average about 25,000 to draw 1,000,008 in their next seven dates at home. Pitches outside again, and it's ball three, this time up around the letters. Three balls and one strike. Mets have a very good chance of breaking the all-time record of any National League team in New York City, as they have seven more home dates, and if they can keep their present average per game, they can go by that record. A little over 25,000 per opening. 3-1 delivery with the runner going is lined to center field, a base hit. Rod Caneal is going to third. Carroll Hardy up with the ball, throws in the second base, and on the 3-1 hit and run play, Eddie Greenpool puts runners at first and third. That'll bring up Joe Christopher. Joe walked his first time up and scored the first run of the ball game. Now the Mets with a 2-0 lead and threatening in the bottom half of the third. No one out. 2-7 now, the Dodgers 3, Philadelphia 1. Pete Rickard pitching for the Dodgers has gone all the way. Bobby Shantz relieved Rick Weiss in the first for the Philadelphia Phillies. He is still in the ball game. First game won by the Phillies. Now the pitch to Joe Christopher. Curveball low and outside. Ball one. Danny Coombs, a left-hander, warming up for the Houston Colt 45s. One ball, no strikes. Christopher batting at 309. Right-hand batter. And the pitch by Larson. Too low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. After Joe Christopher, the Mets will have George Altman coming up. Don Larson taking the signs from his catcher, John Hoffman, now in the stretch position. And the next pitch is fouled off and out of play. Larson with a high tide fastball getting the ball by Christopher. Two balls and one strike. Mets two runs, four hits. Colts have no runs and one hit. Mets won the first game 7-5. Al Jackson the winner. Al receiving great pitching help by Larry Bernard, who came in the game in the eighth inning. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Let up, popped up on the first base side in foul territory. Walt Bond right by the bag, and he makes the catch. Joe Christopher fouling out for the first out in the bottom half of the third, and that brings up George Altman. Runners remaining at first and third, and George batting for the second time. He singled the center field his first time up. That was his third hit and five times up in the doubleheader, and his average at 226. Infield playing for the double play. With the exception of Bob Aspromonte at third, who is even with the bag. And the first pitch to Altman is a fastball. He has a hard swing for strike one. One strike count on George Altman with Jim Hickman on deck. One man away, bottom half of the third, the Mets lead 2-0. Runners at first and third. And the next pitch is hit high in the air to deep right field. Joe Gaines back by the warning track. Tagged up the runners at third and first. The catch made by Gaines and scoring from third base after the catch, Rod Kinnear. Ed Grainpool halfway down towards second base. Stopped there as the throw went into second. High fly ball hit the deep right field. George just under it, just missing a home run. But the Mets take a 3-0 lead on the sacrifice fly, and Jim Hickman steps in. Jim hooped a hit to right field his first time up to drive in a run. Batting at 250. And the first pitch is outside, a curveball. It is ball one. Mets three runs on four hits. The Colts no runs and one hit. Hickman with 49 runs batted in. And he hits a hard smash foul into the box seats. The count now at one ball and one strike. And we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.